Dan's Drive and Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 32, Minute 25. Uncle Sebastian, Aunt Anne, and Aunt B, are running to their car because it's going to rain. It looks like they're going somewhere, but then they go from regular motion to slow motion at the end of the last minute. We'll see where they're going. Maybe they're going somewhere fun. Maybe to an amusement park. Is back. Well, yeah, in this one we see Sebastian and B killed quite sloppily. Chuck mentions in the commentary that his son worked on some of the effects, and Doris's response, I don't remember. Chuck's response, well, I do, which is lovely. So yeah, they get in their car, and they all sit in their car, and Sebastian looks in his mirror and sees someone who looks a lot like Mary in the back seat. And everybody gasps and everyone goes crazy. And then an axe goes up in the air and hits Sebastian right in the head. And then he gets hit a couple more times and he's bleeding. And Anne runs out. We see her going towards the house. She has a lovely blue hat on. And B, I don't fully know what B is up to. In this minute, you see her sort of run out of the car, although she seems to get out of the same side of the car where the killer is sitting. Let's pretend we still don't know who the killer is, although at the end of the minute, we get a silhouette of the killer, and if you've been paying attention to hairstyles, this hairstyle ain't Vicky, Jack. This hairstyle ain't Vicky, all right? So, B, she kind of comes around the back of the car, and she does the thing where she, like, puts her, her arm on her leg, and then she kind of drops to the ground, and then she kind of completely lays down in the road behind the car with its old orange New York plates on it. And it's a very strange moment because it's almost like, oh, the war wound, and then she kind of flops down, and then she just kind of goes right down prone on the ground, which is a weird thing to do if a killer is about to kill you. You'd think you'd run more. It's very strange. It's very Doris. You know, she needs B to fall down behind the car, because after the sort of money shot for the minute, the killer backs over B and runs over her head. And the minute ends with the killer standing over B with an axe about to do something. And so B is pretty inept, pretty hapless. Poor B. We hardly knew ye. There is a great, great moment here. Chuck loves it. I'm going to include some of it on the tag here. But it's a very strange moment where Sebastian gets the axe in his head, and then you see a fist go towards the back seat, and then you see a hairy chest, and all of a sudden a hand comes through the hairy chest with a heart in it, and it's Sebastian's heart, and it's still, like, beating and bloody, and then the heart is thrown on the front lawn, so there's just a heart sitting on the front lawn. It's a fun effect, and it's really nicely done, you know, because when, like, the car runs over B's head, you just kind of see something slightly out of frame get mushed down with that as white hair, and you hear, like, that sound. But the heart effect is a really nice one. Like I said, Chuck loves it. Doris laughs at it. She says she thinks it's too much. And it could be too much. I mean, there's a concept of when you find out who the killer is, and you may already know who the killer is, you may have already guessed, you think, how is that person able to push their fist through a car seat and then through someone's back and then through their front? And how does she grab the heart? I mean, because did I give away too much? He or she, the killer, pushes through the seat, through the chest, and just has the heart in their hand. It's not like they push through and then like pull back in and grab an organ. They go right through it with the heart. And that's some good organ grabbing. And I don't mean to sound like Samantha Fox is in this movie. I don't mean to make that sound dirty or anything, but that's some good organ grabbing. There's some hot organ grabbing. And it's a heck of an effect. I think, to me, what's happening is that originally, and again throughout the commentary, we're still getting bits where, you know, is Chuck, is this like what you saw 15 years ago? No, not at all. This isn't anything like what I saw 15 years ago, although he remembers the heart and stuff. I think what it is the original version of the movie, as you remember from the trailer, has a supernatural element. So I would bet cash money. Well, we know who the killer was in that one, which is probably why we see the face we see in the rearview mirror, which is also why I'm not saying for certain that that person is the killer, because I really believe that Doris, even though you see pretty clearly who is in the back seat, I think Doris still might pull a fast one on us in the end and think that maybe we didn't see it like she did, which is part of the Wishman mise-en-scene. It's all part of it. It's strange obfuscation and goofballery. But anyways, the original version, I believe, had a big supernatural element in it. So I think that the character who pushes through a car seat, through the human back, and punches out through human chest with the heart in their hand, I think they're doing a supernatural thing. I really think that's what's going on. I think it's supernatural. So whether there's a supernatural element to this movie, well, we've still got a lot of time to go. It's like a 70-minute long film, 70-minute long film. We're only 25 minutes in. Oh, wow, we're more than a third of the way into it. I didn't even thought of that. Woo, okay. Well, yeah, this is a good, gory, it's all about the gore. Well, not really, but for this movie, in certain scenes, it is all about the gore. And Doris handles it well. I mean, the axe to the head is fun, and poor Uncle Sebastian. I mean, I did it again. So I'm not going back and editing out a lot of stuff in this, folks. These are meant to be spontaneous reactions to the minute as I've just watched it. So I'm probably going to screw up like that a lot over the next few minutes, over the next, what, 50, no, not 50, however many episodes, until we get to the point where it's like, ah, oh, that's the killer. All right, so before I screw up again, I'm going to say, fun minute, filled with gore. Looks like probably the next minute is going to have a bunch of gore in it, too, if the killer standing over B's crushed-headed body with the axe means anything. And I love the heart just sitting on the lawn. It's like, you know, in the next minute or two, you just see a random stray dog walk up and start licking and eating the heart, which would be great. I don't want to goof up again. I don't want to spoil too much. So I am going to play this for you.
Oop, 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 oop. I want to see the hand through the seat.
Oh, you're mean. You really want to see a bloody, bloody film.
Yes, yes.
Well, you will. You have.